We're going to read from Matthew 6, verse 33. It is actually our second reading in a sequence this morning, because the part that Linda read is really the introduction also to our sermon and service this morning. Matthew 6, verse 33. Steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Do not worry about missing out. You will find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Then from Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. Meanwhile, the 11 disciples were on their way to Galilee, headed for the mountain Jesus had set for their reunion. The moment they saw him, they worshipped him. Somehow held back, not sure about worship, about risking themselves totally. Jesus, undeterred, went right ahead and gave his charge. God authorized and commanded me to commission you. Go out and train everyone you meet, far and near, in this way of life, marking them by baptism in the threefold name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and then instruct them in the practice of all I have commanded you. I'll be with you as you do this, day after day, right up to the end of the age. Here ends our scripture readings. Speak to us, Spirit of God, through your word this very day. Today is special for many reasons. Our administrative staff and volunteers were very, very busy during the past week. Under the more than able supervision of Phyllis Baker, our church's president, we gathered all the reports necessary to inform our congregation of the many activities of the past year that made our church vibrant, active, and a precious resort for the gathering of the people of God. We so much appreciate the devoted, inspired folks who are still stepping forward day after day, doing something special and claiming co-ownership of their beloved church. Sacred Scripture provides us with a clear and unmistakable roadmap into a greater future than we could ever dream or imagine for ourselves. You know, many of us grew up with that well-known old hymn, singing, standing, standing on the promises of God, standing, standing on the promises of God. Do you remember that? I'm sure many do. Now, sadly, many of us must acknowledge that we have almost forgotten the age-old directions of the Master. Rather than standing on the promises of God, we have been sitting on the premises of our church. Talk can be amazingly cheap when we allow lip service to pass for the real thing. While still in high school, yes, my mother thought I was full of mischief, and she was right. Amongst them, I now and then slipped away to visit a little church not far from our home there in Johannesburg in South Africa. Now, that little church was just fantastic for me. I couldn't help it. It sort of lured me a bit, not because of what they were saying, because it was actually known for the blaring music and the noisy services. They made such a row. You could hear them from our house, and I sort of got a little bit attracted to it, that lively, rowdy bunch. Well, Mom didn't actually agree with me. And I guess that my obvious enjoyment of that style of worship must have been a source of concern for my dear mother. Will I ever forget the day when she told me, "Freddie, just remember that it does not matter how high you jump or how loud you shout. It's what you do when you come down that really matters." And that will always stay with me. Talk can be so cheap. But sometimes we just need to stand up and say it is time for action. Action to live my faith. Active to do what I'm supposed to do. This problem is not a modern one, yeah. It's a difficult one. Yesterday in this sanctuary, leaders from women's fellowships from a large deal of Florida were gathered here in the sanctuary. It was my privilege to do the opening of that meeting. I couldn't help it, but as I looked through them, I just had to say it from this very pulpit. It's so obvious because I think all of them at least were over 75, most of them over 85. And they are now the hope for the future, us old people. I don't know about you, but I'm getting older. I think all of us experience it in one or other way. And I'll admit that sometimes I wonder, will there be a generation after our generation that will boldly carry the torch of our faith into the yet unknown future? How can we accomplish that? Well, in Scripture, Jesus compared the kingdom of God with a vineyard at harvest time. We heard that in our first reading. The owner could not bear seeing workers standing idle in the marketplace, so he made several trips to also call and give them opportunity to labor in his vineyard. And listen how he called them on the market when he arrived. The Bible says he said, "Why are you standing around all day doing nothing?" Do we still hear that urgent voice deep inside visiting you and me as Christians to step forward? Because even today, unless we have lost our faith in the Bible, where the Word of God is to be found, even today we still recognize the voice and follow the call. Go then, go then. You also go and work in God's vineyard. You know, the passages that we read in Scripture this morning are so powerful and direct to the point. It's not really necessary to explain them. When sending out his followers into God's service, Matthew 6:33, Jesus tells us to choose our mission and to get our priorities straight. It's translated like this, Matthew 6:33, steep your life in God reality, in God initiative, and God provisions. Do not worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Brother, sister in Christ, being busy in a church of Jesus Christ is not the same as being godly. There's a difference between busy and godly. If being busy created godliness, the bees and ants would be closer to God than human beings. We can be a very busy church. We can even be a growing church and still be ineffective in the work of the kingdom of God. We must realize who we are and why we are here. Not to build large structures, but to spread the word of God. To be an oasis here in this vicinity, from where people go out. Do not tarry, go out in the streets. Invite them, tell them about the glorious God of ours. Go out into the vineyard. That's what the Bible says. We must remember, we must realize who we really are and why we are here. If you notice how often during the past years, I've addressed you from this pulpit calling you people of God. It just happened I've done that for almost half a century. Because I know that if from the pulpit you can reach the heart of the people of God, then they will listen to the word of God. And then they will go out and they will bring the message of our unchanging God in a changing world. We must recapture a sense of who we really are. The work of Christ is the work of us all. There was not a single ordained, trained clergy person among those who launched that first community of believers into becoming the most powerful spiritual force of all time. Farmers, fishers, homemakers, tax collectors, ordinary people fueled the church's growth and influence through the ages since Christianity was born. Oh, we must recapture the awareness that God calls us to service, not only just a few. And oh, while I still have the privilege, I will say from this pulpit, know who we are. Know what our real task is. See the ripe vineyards around us. People who have forgotten about even the notion of a church. Is it not time that we just let go of everything else? Let us reach out and touch the face of God. Let us reconsider our mission. And let us then go out with a word of salvation. The final greeting of Jesus in the Bible simply says, remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Go read your Bible if you can this very day, see if I'm right. The assurance is, if you follow me, said Jesus, I will be with you till the end of the age. As we embark on our mission into the future, a changing mission, as we accept the challenge to be and remain a true church of Jesus Christ, we must listen from deep inside. Hear, accept, believe the Master's voice, because it is a promise. It's not just go there and do that. Our Savior says, I'll be with you as you do this day after day, right up to the end of the age. I will be with you, said Jesus. You do this day after day, right up to the end of the age.